Today's shiur is Masechta Babasu Daf Tzadik Aleph. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph top line Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, a mistakrin be'eretz Yisrael, one may not make excessive profit in Eretz Yisrael, but dvarim sheish b'mchai nefesh, with items that are basic essentials. Kigoyin, yainois, wine, shmanim is oil, salt is a flour. Says the Gemara, Amro lovar of Lisbon Azariah, they said regarding Rav Elazar ben Azariah, famous stacker, b'yayin v'shemen, that he did make serious profit with wine and oil. How? Answered the Gemara, Savala k'rav yayin v'shemen, he holds like Reb Yehuda taught us in the previous year regarding wine. Reb Yehuda holds too much wine is actually detrimental because too much wine brings indecency. So that's why he felt that on the contrary, let the price of wine get driven up, which will prevent people from drinking too much. And b'shemen, and the reason he had no problem allowing oil to be traded without any restrictions, because b'asid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived, shchich mishcha, there was plenty of oil available, and since there was plenty of oil available, he didn't have a problem that the price would ever become unfair. Machloikus rishayim, this thing that the Gemara speaks about, that on basic essential food items, we have to be careful not to drive the prices up too high. Is it a din strictly in Eretz Yisrael, which is what it seems that the Gemara says, or is this a din even in Chutz Laaretz, in communities which are Jewish communities, that where we have a community which is a self-contained Jewish community, we have to be careful on, and we can control the pricing, we should control pricing on basic food essentials. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Eim mistakrim pamayim bebeitzim. One cannot make profit on eggs twice. The Gemara will explain what that means. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Eim mistakrim bebeitzim pamayim, you can't make pamayim profit by eggs. Omer Mari Bar Mari Plig Bar Rav Shmuel. Machlokes Rav Shmuel, what exactly does this mean? Charam al chatrei. What it means is you can't have a situation where you double the price of eggs, that the markup of eggs is double. But charam atagul tagra. You can't have a situation that there's more than one middleman, more than one broker in the sale of egg. Again, because it involves that will cause the price to go up, because every broker who's involved in the chain wants to get his share of profit. Machloikus Rishonim, Tosfos in the Rashbam, why eggs are treated differently than all other food items that are essential, which we learned in the previous shiur, that on a basic food item, the markup should be a sixth. Why are eggs different? So the Rashbam says, really two reasons. He says, in their world, eggs were not considered an essential food item, number one. So the rules of limiting profit on eggs, therefore, don't apply. And furthermore, he said, the amount of profit, if you're going to only make a profit of a sixth on each egg, how much does an egg cost? And if you're going to be limited to making only a sixth profit, it will represent a very, very weak profit. It will represent a situation that nobody's going to want to go into the egg business. And therefore, Chazal allowed for a better markup with limitations. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says that raising chickens and getting eggs is time-consuming, it's a tircha. And again, if there will be severe limitations as to how much somebody can profit, nobody will ever go into the egg business, and that's why Chazal were more lenient in how much could be earned or how they could be sold. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Masrin al Prakmatya. If business is depressed, it's something that you should daven for. They used to blow shofar under such circumstances. V'afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, when normally one is not supposed to do this kind of tefillah on Shabbos, this is considered a national calamity, and you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, what is the example? Kigoyin klei pishtim b'bavel, linen in bavel, v'yayim v'shemen b'eretz Yisrael, where these are considered essential items, and if the price of these items goes down, or up too much, it's something that we need to daven for. Amar Rabbi Yosef, what does that mean? For who dissolve a kam asara b'shita? If the price of these items go down, what used to cost 10 is now 6, that means there's a drop of 40%, that's considered a serious economic depression that we should daven even on Shabbos. The Rashbam discusses, it's not so bad if the price of things go down, because till now the poor people couldn't afford it. Now the poor people at least could afford these items. So he says the poor people anyway can't afford it, because if there's a general economic depression, it certainly affects the poor as much as affects the rich. And even if the price of food, of different items goes down, it wouldn't help them. They wouldn't have the ability to pay for these items. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. En yoytzen aretz l'chutz l'aretz. One may not leave Eretz Yisrael to travel to chutz l'aretz. Elam kein omdus sosayim besela. If the price of sosayim of wheat cost a sela, that's considered a situation that's intolerable and people can leave Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Shimon, Amosai, when was that said? Bezman she'ein moitza likach. If the person can't afford to buy, ab bezman she'moitza likach, even if the price goes up, but he could afford it, I feel under sub a seller, but yet say he shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael if he could afford to remain there. So the Rishonim debate, the Rishonim, the Achronim debate, why is there such a strong isser to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz? The Ramban, following his shita, following his opinion, says since even Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so one shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael because he's abandoning that important mitzvah. The Rambam, who doesn't hold that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael nowadays, still holds that living in Eretz Yisrael you have the opportunity to do the mitzvahs of Tluyus Baretz, and therefore one shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, which will cause them to lose that opportunity. I saw that there are other mefarshim, achroinim, that suggest Eretz Yisrael, we know, even if we don't follow the opinion of Ramban, is the holiest place in the world, and one shouldn't leave the holiest place in the world. Chacham Adam, along the same lines, says a very interesting vart. He says Eretz Yisrael is the place where somebody's tefillahs are most likely to be accepted. So you shouldn't leave a place where your tefillahs are being accepted to live in Chutz Laretz that doesn't have that ability. Actually, there is a nafka mina lahalacha between these different reasons that I've given. Because what would be the din in leaving Yerushalayim? You live in Israel, you live in Eretz Yisrael, but you live in Yerushalayim, are you allowed to move from Yerushalayim to live in another place in Eretz Yisrael? If the reason is because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or because of mitzvahs of Tluyus Baretz, those reasons apply in all of Eretz Yisrael. But if the reason is because of Kedusha, the reason is your tefillahs on the Skabel, that's more in Yerushalayim than anywhere else. And according to those reasons, not only may one not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, but one would not be allowed to leave Yerushalayim to live somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. When? So Al-Gemara says you're allowed to leave when there's a serious depression. When are there other reasons that you're allowed to leave? So the Gemara actually has the same sugya in Masechet Avodah Zarah. And according to Tosfos' understanding of that sugya, Lisa Isha, if one needs to marry a wife, or Lil Matira, he wants to go learn in yeshiva and he feels he'll have success at Chutz Laretz, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, provided that he intends to come back. So Tosfos has a very strict interpretation. Only Lisa Isha v'Lil Matira, and only with the condition that he's going to come back. Other Rishonim say as follows. Whenever you leave Eretz Yisrael at Tzorich Mitzvah, you're allowed to go. But Lisa Isha, Lil Matira, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even without the intent of coming back. Other Mitzvahs, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, but you have to have the intent to come back. And there are other Rishonim that are even more lenient than whenever it's Tzorich Mitzvah, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Stechemet discusses, is one allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because he wants to be mispalel on at Kivrei Tzadikim outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Stechemin himself seems to take a strict view and says there are Kivrei Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no reason to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. He does seem to concede that if one has parents who are buried in Chutz Laretz and he wants to go to Kivrei Yavis, or one's Rebbe is buried in the Chutz Lartz and he wants to go to the kever of his Rebbe, he would be allowed to go. Otherwise, he shouldn't go. Most Paiskim, I saw Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a tshuva about this in the Chavadas, are more lenient. If somebody's living at the Sol to be mispalled by Kibre Tzadikim, he's allowed to. Similarly, Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a discussion. Is one allowed to leave at Yisrael? His parents live in Chutz Lartz, and his parents want him to leave at Yisrael to come to Chutz Lartz. So he says, if he's going to Chutz Lartz because of Kibur Avaim to visit his parents, it's permissible. But if he's leaving at Yisrael because his parents want him to leave permanently at Yisrael, there is no mitzvah Kibur Avaim involved to move out of at Yisrael. So Al Gemara said that if the price goes up, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara said the Tanakam's opinion, and then mentioned Rav Shimon said, but that's only if you can't afford to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Machlokes Rishonim had to understand this Gemara. Is Rav Shimon arguing on the Tanakama? The Tanakama says if the price goes up, you're allowed to leave. Rav Shimon says, not so fast. It depends if you can afford to stay there or not. Or do we understand Rav Shimon as explaining the Tanakama? The Tanakama said if the price goes up, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Shimon, only if coupled with that you can't afford to remain there. Tosfos asks, on Rav Shimon's opinion, of course, if you could afford to stay there, you should stay there. What's Rav Shimon telling us? So the Mefarsh, Tosfos stays with Akasha. But the Mefarshim answer that Tosfos, the way perhaps to understand the Gemara to answer Tosfos' Akasha, is Rav Shimon is telling us that it doesn't have to be impossible. As long as it's already difficult, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. V'keino Rav Shimon Yochai Omer. Alimelech, Machlon v'Kilyon, G'dolei Ador Hayu. They were the great leaders of Klal Yisrael. Upanasei Ador Hayu. Umnei Ma Nenshu. We know they had a terrible punishment, as we read in Megulas Rus, that they died. Neshiyotzim Eretz L'chutz Haaretz. They left Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, V'tam Kali Ir Aleihem, V'tamer HaZois Naomi. Everybody was saying, look what happened here. My hazois Naomi, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr chazisim Naomi. Look at what happened to Naomi. She also eretz lechotz laretz that she left at Yisrael. Ma'asala, what happened to her? So the Mashal explains that in Hebrew, the letter hey and the letter ches are many times interchanged. And that's what happened. Instead of reading hazois, read it chazis. Look at Naomi. So I sort of a first ask, we're trying to prove leaving at Yisrael is terrible. And the proof is from Elimelech, Machlon v'Kilyon. What's the pasuk the Gemara brings? Pasuk regarding Naomi. We should bring a pasuk regarding them. So the Mefarshim answer, tremendous teretz. Naomi was the wife of Elimelech. Naomi had influence on her husband. Her wife has influence on her husband. If when Elimelech and their children wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, she would have prevented them, they would have listened. She didn't prevent them. And that's why the pasuk says she was part of the problem. And that's why she also got punished. The Metzudas David asks, yes, the pasuk says, it's very clear in the pasuk, that they were punished. But how do we know that they were punished specifically because of this Aveira? Maybe they had a different Aveira that they were punished. So the Metzudas David, Suduk Sam Seifer says the same thing. It says interesting parrots. The Gemara says, Kivin Shnismana Odom, when a person is appointed to be a leader, all his sins are forgiven. So these people, as the Gemara just said, were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So all of the Averis were forgiven. So why did they get such a terrible punishment? There must have been one Avera left. What was the Avera leaving Eretz Yisrael? Continues the Gemara. V'am Rav Yitzchak. Oysa yom shabos Rus HaMoav l'Eretz Yisrael. That day that Rus HaMoav came to Eretz Yisrael, Mesa Ishta Shabaz. That was the day the boy's wife passed away. Behind the Amrinch, this is what people say, Adelai Shech of Shecha, before one person passes away, Kaimim No Beisli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always prepares the refuah before the Makkah. And here he prepared them for this. Says the Gemara, Amr a new husband for Rus and Boyas. A couple. Amr Rav Arafun, Amr Rav Iftsin Zubayas. That Iftsin and Boyas are really the same individual. Asmar Maikam Asmon. What is he teaching us? Ki idoch the Rav Barafuna. Dam Rav Barafuna am a Rav. May of Esrim Mishtos Osub Boyaz Labonov. He made 120 parties for his children. Shinema, the Pasuk says regarding Boyaz. Iftsin. Vihilai Shloshim Bonav Shloshim Shloshim Bonis. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. The daughter Shalach Achutzoy. In those days, the girls would leave their father's home when they got married. And his 30 sons got married, and their wives came into his home. He was the ruler. He was the shofet of Klai Yisrael for 7 years. The kalachas for achas, regarding every child, arsa shnei mishtars. He made two parties. Echad beis aviv, be'echad beis chamav. One by his father's home, and one by his father-in-law. So there's a machlokes rishonim. What does this mean? The Rashbam explains, he made one suda by the wedding, and then he made sheva brachas. And all the sheva brachas are considered one meal. Rabbeinu Gershom says he made two sudas by every child. One was when the child was born. By a son he made a bris, and by a daughter he made a kiddush. And this is the source that you're supposed to make a kiddush when a girl is born. And another suda when they got married. Over kulan, by all of these sudas, lezimin as menoyach. He never invited menoyach. Menoyach was Shimshon's father. As we know, they didn't have children until the Malach gave him the bracha. Amma kudna akara b'may parali. How will he ever repay me? I'm going to invite him to the wedding, but he's not going to invite me to any wedding because he has no children. So Mefarshim asks, we're talking about Boyaz. We're talking about Iftza. We're talking about great people. How does, just because your guest doesn't have children, so that's why you're not going to invite him when you make a wedding? How do we understand this Gemara? So I saw two truths. One Teretz says, he felt that Menoyach would feel very hurt to come to the wedding. Here I'm Baruch Hashem making a wedding, because I have children, and you're not able to make a wedding, because you don't have children. So to avoid that pain, he didn't invite Menoyach. Menoyach didn't feel that way, but that was Ifson's thinking. Another Teretz, similar Teretz, is that we know Tzadikim don't take matnas chinam. The tzaddikim refuse to take something for nothing. So usually when somebody comes to a wedding, gives a gift. But how does it work? When you come to my child's wedding, you give my child a gift. And when I come to your child's wedding, I'm going to give your child a gift. So it sort of straightens out. Boaz knew Menoach is going to come to the wedding, and he's going to give a gift. But Boaz will never have the opportunity to give Menoach's children back that gift. Menoach has no children. Boaz didn't want to take for nothing. But that was wrong, because he should have considered Menoach's feelings. Says the Gemara, Tana, the Kula Mesa B'chayov, which all of them passed away. Behind the Amrinchi, B'chayach, the Yilat Shittin Shittin, somebody who has 60 children, Lamalach, Ichba V'oilet Chad, the Meshtitin Soros. You should maybe end up having one that will be more than the 60. Which exactly happened here. Boaz had these 60 children that all passed away. And then he had one child with Rus, Ovid, which ultimately from that came David and Shlomo, which was more than all 60 children. Mefarshim discussed this Gemara. What's the Gemara trying to teach us? The Rashbam says that the lesson in this Gemara, which is pretty clear in the line that we just read, is to teach us that a person should continue having children. You don't know which child will be your great child, and you should continue having children. Another pshat that I saw from the Maral is that one should never take a bracha for granted. Baruch Hashem, good things sometimes happen to us, but we take it for granted. Boaz, Baruch Hashem, had a lot of children. He had 60 children. Don't take for granted that you had this bracha of having all these children, because they could all unfortunately die. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat. The Gemara is showing us the contrast between Boaz and Elimelech. Elimelech had two children altogether, Machlon and Kilion. But it got economically tough in Eretz Yisrael. He left Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to remain there. Boaz has a large family, 60 children. He didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. That's the right way. He's supposed to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Simon Melech Avram, Esa Shonim, Shnifta, Nisas, Elevadon. Amr Avchana by Rabba Amarav. Elimelech Vasalman, Oplani Amoni, Vavina Omi, Kulan, but named Nachshman and Nadav. They were all sons of Nachshman and Nadav. Ask the Gemara, Michael Mashman, what is the Gemara trying to teach us with this? Teaches us, says the Gemara, Shafilu Mishesh Le Tzchus Ovis. Somebody has such great tzchus, like Nachshman and Nadav. We know the great Nachshman and Nadav, the first one to jump into the Yam. Ain't a modest Labishosh Yotzmeres Lukotzlot. That won't help you if Chas v'Shalom you leave Eretz Yisrael. V'Amar Rav Chanan Barabba Amar Rav, Ima d'Avrom, the mother of Avrom, Imasli bas Karnava. Her name was Imasloi bas Karnava. Ima d'Haman, the mother of Haman, her name was Amasloi ba'Urvasi. The Simonach, to remember whose mother's name was what? Tomei Ta'atar. Oiriv is a raven, it's a non-kosher bird. Haman was non-kosher. So Haman, who's Tomei, came from an Oiriv, who's Tomei. Avram Avinu, on the other hand, who was the great Avram Avinu, came from Karnava. Karnava is like Korim, like sheep, which are kosher. Avram came from something kosher. First, mask. Why does the pasuk say? Why does the Gemara say Tomei and then Tar? Why does the Gemara speak about the Tomei before the Tar? So one pshat that I saw is that there is a pasuk in the Torah that says Tomei Tomei Yikra. There is no pasuk in Tanakh of Tar Tar. So the Gemara first quotes the pasuk that we have a real pasuk like that. Another text that I saw is that everybody knows that the Oiriv is a non-kosher bird. Kind of we're connecting to Karim, which are sheep. So the limud by Tomei is a lot stronger than the limud by Tahar. Another Tarot says the Gemara wants to end this piece of Gemara with something good. It wants to end up with the word Tahar. Continues the Gemara. Ime the David, Nitzavis bas Adel Shema. Her name was Nitzavis bas Adel. Im the Shimshon, Tzalafonis, Ve'achsei Nashin. His sister's name, Shimshon's sister's name was Nashin. Ask the Gemara, L'may Nafkamina, why do we need to know all these names? Says the Gemara, L'tshuvah Saminim. So I saw two pshatim. And Tshuvas Aminim. One pshat is, the Gemara here is proving to us the importance of Torah Shabbat Peh. Because not everything is in Torah Shabbat Ksav. We would never know the names of all these individuals unless we had Torah Shabbat Peh where we learn them. And here we see, people want to say, we're only going to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, not Torah Shabbat Peh. Here we see the importance of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw, some Sofer says this pshat, is we look in the Torah. So there are many psukim that mention people's names. There are many names mentioned in the Torah, and there are many names now that we see that are not mentioned in the Torah. What the Gemara is teaching us is that the names that are mentioned in the Torah are not just haphazard that the Torah mentions those names. Every name that the Torah mentions, there's a purpose for mentioning that name. Famous Rashi, V'chois Lotan Timna. Rashi says, because that was the forebearer of Amalek. So says the Gemara, a name that there's a limud for, where the Torah felt it necessary to be in Torah Shabbat Ksav, is mentioned in Torah Shabbat Ksav. And a name that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't feel belongs in Torah Shabbat Ksav, it could be a very important name. The mother of Avraham Avinu. You can't ask for more important than that. The Torah doesn't feel any, there's anything that the Torah Shabbat Ksav has to teach, and doesn't, and it's not included. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rav Chanan Barava, Amar Rav, Eser Shonim Nechbish Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was in jail for 10 years for breaking the Avodah Zarah. Sholosh v'Kuta, 3 years he was in the city of Kuta. V'Shevim, 7 years he was in the city of Karda. V'Avdimi Menador, Masnisa, just the opposite where he was. Amar Rav Chisda, Ibra Zeira de Kuta, there's a city called Ibra Zeira in Kuta, that's the Ur Kasdim. Why do we need to know where Ur Kasdim is? Say the Rishaydim, because the Gemara says Masech the Brachas, that if somebody comes to a place where a nace happened to his forebearers, he has to make a bracha. So if any of us end up in Ur Kasdim, we have to make a bracha. Because Avraham Avinu had this great nace in Ur Kasdim. The Ben Yoyad explains what does it make a difference that he was in jail in one place 3 years, another place 7 years. So he says an interesting pshat. It says the Gemara says many times, Masa Ovis similar bonim. Whatever happened to the Ovis was really for us. We learned earlier in our Masechta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that he'll give him 10 countries in Eretz Yisrael, 10 lands. But he only got 7. The other 3 we're only going to get when Mashiach comes. That's the limud. 7 and 3 showed the 7 that he already got and 3 that he didn't. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav. Oysa yom shenifta Avraham Avinu min ha'olam. That day that Avraham Avinu passed away, Amda kol gdula umos b'shura. So as the Rishonim explain, nowadays, when we go to Levaya, Rachmana Litzlan, after the Levaya, the Avelim, everybody makes a line, and the Avelim walk through. In those days, it was just the opposite. The Avelim would stand, and the Menachemim would walk by. But when Avraham Avinu died, everybody acted like they were an Avel, such a great loss that they lost Avraham Avinu, and they all needed to be consoled. Vamru, and they said, Oile l'oilam, Shavad Manhigai, the world lost its lead of Oile l'sfina, the ship lost Shavad Kabinita. So a number of pshatim, beautiful pshatim. One pshat is, the Gemara says, Oisa hayoim, that day. So Farshim explained, typically when somebody dies, so the day that he dies, you don't right away feel the loss. It takes a little time to feel that loss. But the loss of Avraham Avinu was so terrible, Oisa hayoim, that day that Avraham Avinu died, they already felt the loss. Another, the Gemara says, Om dekal gedoy lo amas b'shura. Farshim say, beautiful pshat. A Talmud grows because of his Rebbe. His Rebbe teaches him, and that helps him grow. If he no longer has his Rebbe, he doesn't have any more the ability to grow. When Avraham Avinu died, everybody stopped growing. They no longer had their Rebbe Avraham Avinu to teach them and help them grow. The Mashal explains like this. Mashal says that Avraham Avinu had two characteristics. There was a Ruchnistiga characteristic and there was a Gashmistiga characteristic. He taught the world that there's a God in the world, and he was also the leader of the world. The person that taught the world that there's a manig, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that leads the world. We lost Avraham Avinu, who taught us that. And the world lost its leader who led us day to day. Avraham Avinu was our leader in day-to-day requirements. The Pasuk says, we say it every day, even to somebody who's in charge of the irrigation canals, nobody gets a position of authority unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. So I saw, here too the Mashal says a beautiful pshat. He says, shouldn't the Gemara said a big chiddush? Nobody gets an important position. The Gemara says a position of being the head of the irrigation canals. It's not a very significant job. The Gemara should say, you don't become president of America unless God wants you to be president. So the Mashal says, what the Gemara is trying to teach us is how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashgacha Pratis is. That the Hashgacha Pratis is not limited to important, great events. Even the smallest, most mundane position is all min hashamayim. We go back to Machlum Akilian. That even if they found wheat, they wouldn't have left. Why were they so punished? They, as the leaders, should have davened for their dar. They should have davened to save Klal Yisrael. When is this all said? When money is cheap and fruit is expensive. A filu have a mos b'yoyker, but if it's hard to come by money, that means there's a deflation. A filu om the arbis saw in the seller. It's very cheap to get 4 saw of wheat for a seller, but if there's nobody has money, then yoytzin you can leave at Yisrael. Simon sell pile karuva talia amen. Dar Rav Yochanan, Nehirin, I recall, could have a kayomen, abison the seller. There was a time that you could buy 4 saw of wheat for a seller. For having a fish in the chifi kafim beteria, there were many people that walked around in Tveria with swelled bellies. Swelled bellies are a sign of malnutrition, even though food was very cheap, but the less isser. Because nobody had any money. So even though food is cheap, if you don't have any money, it doesn't help you any. Furthermore, says the Gemara, from Rabbi Yochanan, Nehir and I recall, Kiloi Havin Mizgrim Pa'alia Lemidlach Karta. Nobody, no worker agreed to work to the east side of Tveria, Mereyach Pita Meissen. Which means as follows. The wit, Tveria had very delicious bread, very delicious baked goods. But it was a time that people had no money to buy those baked goods. The wind of Tveria blows to the east side. So here you had people that were, if they would work on the east side of Tveria and get the delicious aroma, the delicious smell of the bread and the baked goods of Tveria, but they can't afford to buy anything. So they refused to take a job because they knew that they could not withstand that aroma, that they couldn't take their, be able to act on their appetite, which could cause them to die. Continues the Gemara. V'am Rav Yechid, Nehina, Karavibotzi, Nuka, Charuva. I recall a time when a child would open up carob. So much honey, would ooze out of the carob that it would run down on his two arms. Nehina, I recall, if a raven would pick up a piece of meat, the mishcham reishur v'adl ara. So much schmaltz would ooze out of that piece of meat that the raven picked up, that it would roll down from the top of the wall to the bottom. It was so fat, so delicious. Ramar Yochanan, Nehina, I recall, Karamatayl and Talya v'talyosa, a young boy and a young girl would walk together, b'shuka, in the street, v'loy have a chotan, even though it usually isn't such a safe thing to let the boys and girls to walk together, even though there was kvashis kvashevesra, even though it was 16 and 17 years old, because the people were on such high level of Kedusha v'Tahara that even young boys and girls could interact socially and there was no reason to be concerned. I recall, it was said in the Beis Medrash, the Mardalahayim, whoever agrees to the Avodah Avodah Zarah, Nafal B'Yudayim, falls into their hands. The Mesrachik Alein, whoever relies on them, the Ladel Hayin, at the end, they take everything that belongs to him. Ksif, says the Gemara, Machlon V'Kilyon. In one place, the children of Elimelech are called Machlon V'Kilyon. Ksif, in another place, they're called Yorush V'Sorov. So what is their name? Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam and Machlon V'Kilyon Shmon. Their real name is Machlon V'Kilyon. V'Lom and Nikri Shmon Yorush. So what are they called? Yorush. Nishash and Agula. They gave up. They left that to soil. They didn't hope. V'Sorov. They were burnt for that terrible aver that we've been discussing, leaving Eretz Yisrael. The real name is Yoish Vesarov. Why were the names called Machlon V'Kilyon? Machlon, Shinasa Gufin Chulin. They deprived themselves because they married non-Jewish women, Rus and Ma'arav. V'Kilyon, Shinashai V'Kilyon Makam. They deserve to get killed for what they did. Tanya, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Command Omen Machlon V'Kilyon Shimon. The Tanya, Maidik Seviyokam V'Anshi Kaziva V'Yorish V'Sorif Ashabol L'Moyev V'Yorish V'Lechem V'Advarim Atikim V'Yorikim Z'Yeshua Shehekim Shvul Anshi Given. We all remember the story in Sefer Yeshua where the people of Givon knew that Yeshua was told that he has to destroy, kill all the people, all the Umayyads that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the people of Givon deceived Yeshua. And they came and said that they were foreigners from a foreign country. And Yeshua swore to them that if so, he won't hurt them. So he kept the Shvuah, even though it was based on them lying. Vach Kaziva, Ale Anshe Givon, these are the liars. Shekizu B'Yeshua, as I just explained, they told him that they were from a foreign land, which was not true. The Yorish V'Sarif, Elam Machlon V'Kilyon. The Lama Nikushman Yorish V'Sarif, Yorish, as we explained before, Shinus Yashu Menagula, Sarif Shinus Chai V'Sarif L'Makam. Ashebar L'Makam, Shinosu Noshim Noyaves. They married these women. The Yorish V'Lechem, Zerus HaMu'avya, Sheshova V'Nidbuka V'Beis Lechem. Yehuda, she came back to Klai Yisrael, V'Dvarim Atikim, Dvarim Halolu. Everything that happened that the pasuk is referring to, Atam Yom Amram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said beforehand that this would happen. The Ksiv Mitzosi David Avdi, the Ksiv Shteip Nesecha, and the Mitzos, the light children would be the forebearers of David HaMelech. I saw a beautiful vart. The pasuk says regarding, the Gemara says here regarding Rus, Sheshava, she returned. She didn't return. Return means that she was Jewish and she came back to us. She was a Geyaris. She didn't return. So there's a famous person who's known as the Graf Batotsky, the Ger Avram ben Avram, who lived in Vilna. He originally was a minister. He was known as the Sir Batotsky. He became a Ger. And then the Goyim said unless he would go back, they would kill him. And they killed him on the second day of Shavuos. And we know that the Gra said that this was a very holy person. And the Gra requested that he be buried next to him. And the Gra is buried in Vilna next to this Ger, Avram ben Avram. So there's a vart that he said. He says that we find over the generations there were people that became Gerim, the Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, Rachmana Tzlan, unfortunately, we have found people over the years who left the fold. Where does this come from? So he says there's a famous Gemara Rashi quotes in Pasha Zoysa Brocha. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, he went to all the nations of the world. And all of them refused it. Klal Yisrael said, Nasav Nishma, we got the Torah, they didn't. So he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the nations of the world, does that mean every person in every nation refused the Torah? No. Most of the people of those nations refused the Torah. But there were people amongst those nations that accepted the Torah. Their descendants, the people who were ready to take the Torah, their descendants became Gerim. And he says the same is by Klal Yisrael. There were people in Klal Yisrael who weren't ready, interested in the Torah. Their descendants were the ones that left the fold. Ruth was a Geiris. She was from a descendant of those who originally were ready to accept the Torah. Sheshava, she came back to the commitment that her forebears were ready to make. Sheshava, she came back to that. Continues the Gemara. Hey, my yotzim, yoshim, the Torah, the gedra, and the melech, the melech, the yoshim. Hey, my yotzim, says the Gemara, Ela ben Yodah ben Rochav, shenotzru yishvus aviyam. The pasuk says that the Navi comes and tells Klal Yisrael that Beis HaMikdash will, in Yirmiyahu comes and tells them that Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. And as soon as they hear that, they started limiting themselves and enjoying the world. They made a shvua. And these people followed that shvua. Yosef at the time says, Shloim Shadoyel Latir B'malchusai. He was firmly entrenched. The Gidru says, Sanhedrin Shagodru Pitzaseim Shayisrael with the different rules that they make. Im Hamelech B'malach the Yeshu, Sarus Hamu'iyavel. Shiros Says the Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk already is speaking there that Bathsheba was there. So what does the Pasuk have to say explicitly, Le'em HaMelech? The Pasuk is saying that not only the Bathsheba, Shlomo HaMelech's mother have a seat next to him, but his great-grandmother, Rus, also sat next to him. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Why is Rus called the Ima Shamalchus? The Gemara says that Shaul kingdom didn't last. David HaMelech's kingdom lasted. Why? Because Shaul HaMelech was a person, says the Gemara, Shein by Daifi. He's pure. David HaMelech had a kupa shel shrotzim. The Gemara says they were saying that David HaMelech wasn't befitting to come into Klal Yisrael because he was a descendant of Rus, who was from Moav. And somebody who has a kupa shel shrotzim, somebody to be a leader, to be a successful leader, you have to have descent. That's how it goes. So what was the cause, the main source of dissent against Shlomo? The fact that he was a descendant of Rus, Lima Shishamalchus. She caused that Shlomo Melech's kingdom should last because she was the source of dissent against his kingdom. Tarabonin, v'chaltem min atvur yoshon. The pasuk says, you'll eat yoshon, says the Gemara, below some mountain. This is a type of a worm that causes the tefuah to rot. My beloy samtim, and Nachman Omer beloy rutzinasa, without the worm that causes the wheat to rot to affect it. Rasheshama beloy shtifa. He says it means that there won't be any disease on the wheat. Tanya says the Gemara kavasid Rav Sheshis, and Tanya kavasid Rav Nachman. Tanya kavasid Rav Nachman, v'chaltem yoshin, yochi ye Yisrael, mitzapim l'chodesh, ne yoshin shakala. Klal Yisrael will need new wheat because the old wheat will right away. Tamlam ad bo tvosa. You won't have to wait for the old, for new wheat because the old wheat will be fine. Tanya kavasa de rosheshes. Vachatam et tvo yoshin. Yoch yesom tzap mel chodesh ne yoshin shara. It got rotten. Tamlam ad bo tvosa. The wheat will be fine. Tanabon. Vachatam yoshin noshin. Melamed. Anything that's older, have a yofi mechaveroi, is going to be better. Vainly al dvarim shedarkim liyashnon, only things that are normally aged. Dvarim shedarkim liyashnon, how do you know that even food items that normally are not good old, we're getting a bracha that they will be good, even when they're old. Tamalaymar Yashan Mikamak. Yashan Ash Mikamakam. Yashan Nechadish Tatsiu. Malaymit Shaya Oitzois Malay Yayin. Malay and Yashan. The warehouses will be full with old produce. The grain is Malay and Chadish. And there ready will be the silos where they work on these new crap will be full. By Israel Oimrim, Hech Noitz Zevneze. Our warehouses are still full with the old product. How, what are we supposed to do? All right, Papa Kamilia Taka Malia. Anything old is good. Levam Mitamri, dates, the Shikra beer, for Harsana, small fish. So sort of Mefarshim explained, here our Gemara is teaching us one of the basic principles of Jewish theology. One of the basic principles of our theology is that the earlier generations are greater than the current generation. Chaltam Yoshin Noshin. Everything old is better. The rest of the world says that the new generation is more developed and has more to offer. We believe that the previous generations are greater. Chaltam Yoshin Noshin, the Mila Tikka Alya. The things that come from our previous generations are great. Hanu l'chamaycha sfina, hanu l'chamaycha sfina, hanu l'chamaycha sfina.